This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? There we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here. It smells like bliss in the studio. We're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Podcasts are free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. Aaron is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Tim Starks is with us. Welcome, Tim Starks.
Thank you, Vinny. It's always a pleasure to be on your show and a lot of fun.
Tim, it was great having you out here at the farm. A couple of weeks ago, and it's great having you at Ziggy's at the meetup, and a lot of people got a chance to meet you, and just a good time. You know, last night, Tim, we had a meetup, and one of your friends and mine, Sheriff Joey Kyle, was there. He is the constitutional sheriff from Christian County, Missouri. And he has an MRAP, you know, a mine-resistant ambush-protected vehicle, and it's creating quite a stir in the Ozark Mountains. And he was at the meetup talking about it, and that was just one of the things he talked about. And then we had a chance to talk about police work in general for a couple hours. We talked about, you know, what is the safest way to handle a traffic stop from our perspective, you know, when a cop stops us and says license and registration, we have a gun in the car or on our side or in the glove compartment, what's the safest way for us not to get ourselves shot? So we talked about that. And he's going to be, he's a USAPrepares.com instructor. He's going to be on the air with us. And he's really visible and quite transparent. So I think that's going to be a great educational experience as he comes on the air and shares his perspective with us about what's happening with the militarization of the police and so forth. So that was kind of neat. Now, Deborah Brewster was there. I don't think you've met her yet. You were on the air with Deborah Brewster here in the studio at the farm. And, she showed up last night, looking a little bit different. She had body armor on. She and her husband were sitting there, and they, you know, visible body armor, bluish black steel plate body armor, and she gave us a presentation about body armor and, you know, Kevlar and ceramic and the steel type and how much they weigh, advantages and disadvantages. And I think she's really getting into body armor in a big way. So there she was. Go ahead.
She didn't have steel plate body armor on, did she?
Yeah, she did.
Wow. She did. Okay.
And it was about maybe 16 pounds. I tried it on. You know, it's pretty uncomfortable.
There's a lot of danger in steel plate body armor too. You get a lot of splatter that comes off a steel plate, and people have been known to lose their armor, have their arteries in their arms severely wounded because the splatter that hits the steel plate splatters off and comes out like a knife.
I looked at it, and I pulled out the steel plate, and I held it in my hands. And here's what I noticed, and that's what I talked about on the way home in the vehicle. with Mrs. Finelli, and my mom went last night, and so did our son. And here's what I saw. I saw a formed steel plate, kind of curved, and with the average person today whose stomach is protruding a little bit farther than his or her chest, the angle that of the ricochet or the splatter or the spalling would tend to make that material fly into your face. That's what it looked like to me.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things that I did testing is I took some of them steel plates. I like to test, you know, different ideas people have about, you know, armor. And I think what happens is, you know, they make these steel plates because they're obviously cheaper. You take AR-500 steel, and they make these plates that'll stop a bullet. And it's cheaper than a multi-bill hit Saffy plate. But the problem is, if you take one of these and you set it up and you shoot it with a different round you want to test it with, and then put you some cardboard on the side of it, okay, mm-hmm. directly around the side of it, mm-hmm. and see what happens. You can actually see what's going on with the splatter, and you'll know exactly what would happen to you if you're wearing it. You'll see that it'll go right through the cardboard, and you'll see the areas of where it goes through to know on your body what area would that be. Would that be your arm? Would that be your, you know, would that be your face? You know, what would it be?
Your chin.
Your chin, exactly. And there's just so many things that I think people really need to take the time to research before they go putting this stuff on. I mean, if you're putting it on to protect yourself and you're creating another disaster in the process, you know, I don't know that you're doing any good. I think it's a waste of money sometimes. Now, they make special covers for, you know, like the, if you use the Kevlar in front of the plate, you're okay.
That's what she does.
You can be okay. It just depends on the type of, you know, the amount of Kevlar up there and how it's designed. Mm-hmm. So, and the best way to do that is just to take Kevlar and plate and shoot it and see what it does. Mm-hmm. That's the thing that a lot of people don't take the time to do is test it. Is this going to work? What's the results of it? It's better to find out the results in a test environment than the real deal.
Tim, when I lived in Virginia, I took a 550-gallon oil tank, and they call them oil drums, roughly 4 feet tall by maybe 5 feet long. And I stood it on end, and I cut out the center of it about 2.5 feet wide, about 3 feet tall. So I just opened up the center of it, and I took out that plate that I cut out, and I hung it inside. So basically what I had was a target backstop. And I would shoot into this suspended plate that I cut out of the front of the oil drum. And I would shoot at it with a .22, and that was our backstop for our target range for catching the lead. And I can tell you that when you shoot a .22 solid lead projectile at, let's say, 50 to 100 yards, and you hit a steel plate, they tend to just vaporize, and that splatter, when it hits the steel plate, just goes in all directions, up, down, left, right, 360 degrees around, perpendicular to the point of impact. So that was a concern that I had when we talked about this AR-500 body armor. But she does have the Kevlar plates, and she was telling us that some manufacturers use something akin to the Rhino spray bed liner on top of their AR-500 plates for exactly that reason, to stop the spraying of the lead or the jacketed parts of the bullet that just go flying. So that is a concern. But on the other hand, she was talking about the ceramic plates, and if you hit them once, that's all they're good for.
Well, and that's why you want to get the multi-hit, the Saffy plates. They're multi-hit. Some of them can take, you know, 12, 15 hits, mm-hmm. and they're rated. Now, if they're rated at 9, I know they can usually go 13 or 14. You know, I mean, they keep within really strong, say, parameters when they rate them. And you know, there again, you know, it is still a good backup for, you know, a ceramic plate, probably. Would I, you know, put steel out there and trust the steel to protect me from splatter? No, I like you said, that splatter is very dangerous. And you know, here's the other thing too. Maybe the splatter doesn't get you, but it goes off and gets someone else next to you. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of considerations when you're using steel. All I can say is that you just need to test it, just like you did. You hung it up, you shot it. It's nice to put some kind of a marking, cardboard around it when you shoot it to see what the effect is.
Tim, you're talking about testing. This is a really good point to discuss. You know, there are a lot of people who have bought shotguns at gun shows, and they, have them by their bed. And let's say they're 18.5-inch barrels and, short barrel shotgun, pump shotgun. And they're using them for defensive purposes. And they're thinking, okay, we'll just put some number 4 double lock buck or maybe some number 7 shot in the 12-gauge shotgun. And they're thinking, if there are three guys coming at me and they're 15 feet away, and, let's say their life is threatened, and they really need to discharge that shotgun. There's this opinion, this feeling, maybe it's from the movies, that all three of those guys are going to be taken out with one shotgun discharge. And that's not the case.
That's not the case. Vinny, I got a story about that. I was 13 years old. And this is a bit embarrassing, but, hey. I've had my embarrassing moments. So I was out hunting with a couple people, and one of the adults and another friend of mine. And the guy that we was hunting with, his name was Buck, and he says, "There's a rabbit, Tim." And I had a 410. I'm like, "Cool." It was my first time ever shooting. He goes, "There you go." And I'm thinking, man, this thing's only like 6-7 foot away. I can't miss this thing. I didn't even take an aim. I thought, I got a shotgun in my hand. I shot at it. The rabbit didn't even move. I'm like, what the heck? Mm-hmm. I shot at it again. And then, I hate to tell you, but it took me 3 shots before I hit it, and I realized I had to aim with this thing. It wasn't like my image of a shotgun scattering. This thing had a very, very tight pattern at 7 foot. And of course, the guy was laughing at me, and of course, that was a valuable lesson I learned then at that time, but... And I hear people do the same thing. Oh, I use a shotgun because it won't go through walls. Well, it depends. At certain distances, that thing's going to go right through a wall because it keeps a real nice tight pattern. So very good. And I always tell people when I teach them about this is know your gun. Know the pattern that your shotgun shoots. Know the pattern that you can hold at certain distances.
Yeah, and class, if what we're talking about, maybe 10 or 15 feet away with an 18.5-inch barrel and a 12-gauge shotgun, you might be looking at a pattern of 3 or 4 inches. Seriously. So if you think you're going to hit 3 guys standing abreast, it's not going to happen. Not at those distances. So take your shotgun out and take out some cardboard and test it for yourself and see.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $179, 2 cases for only $355, or get 3 cases for only $5.15, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Tim Starks is with us, and Tim Starks is an innovator. He's a tinkerer. He's an experimenter, and very much he likes to do the kinds of things that I like to do. And Tim, you know, most people, I believe, would be inclined to stay where they are should a situation get bad. But there's some situations that you absolutely cannot stay in place for. And what I'm talking about would be like if there were a nuclear attack on the United States and you were in the bomb sites, there were a radiation leak that was upwind of you and, you know, the radiation was headed your way. You know, those are some considerations where it probably might not be good to stay in place. So some people would be inclined to bug out. But bugging out isn't all as easy as it seems, because what most people would be doing would be leaving behind everything and hopping in some kind of a vehicle and taking off with very little as compared to what they're leaving behind, right?
Well, Vinny, you know, one of the things that bug out is misconceived, I think, because sometimes bugging out may be just bugging out to a place on your property that you've created in the event of a tornado. You know, you're going to go set out the night, you know, take a backpack and go set out the night in a shelter that you've created. You know, bugging out may be across town at someone else's place. So when we think of bugging out, it may not be getting in a car and driving, you know, 100 miles or 200 miles or out west. It may just be going to some place that's out of a flood zone, some place that's not in the path of, you know, the tornado or hurricane, or that's, you know, maybe off of a fault line. So each person's bug out bag is going to depend on what type of disaster they're preparing for. And they could be preparing for anything from a tornado to an earthquake to, you know, they're afraid of a nuclear bomb going off. I know a lot of people today are scared that, you know, there's going to be some kind of a nuclear, you know, event based on the current world affairs. But whatever that event is, that person needs to prepare for that and base their bug out situation, location, where they're going to, you know, whether they're going to walk, ride a bike, take a car, like you said, base it on the type of scenario that they're preparing for. So there is no one size fits all.
Well, when people are thinking about disasters, I believe they really need to think about what could happen, you know, in their particular situation. So is it going to be a flood? Now, in our case, there's a lot of there are a lot of bridges in Missouri, and we've had some rains where we can't get home. Literally, we can be within a mile of the farm, but can't get to the farm because there's so much water that it would. Well, we could drive through, 2.5 feet of water. We could do that. But doing that would probably damage the vehicle more than we'd want to do that. So we just don't do it. But there have been times where we've spent hours and hours waiting for the water to recede so that we could drive through, you know, axle-high water coming to the farm. But there are people who are in low ground that need to get to high ground. So that might not be too bad. They might only need to go a half a mile away or a mile away, and that's not too bad. Maybe they could go to a neighbor's house. But if someone does need to travel, let's say 2 hours or an hour from their home, what should they consider having in their car from your perspective, Tim? Let's say they're thinking, man, this could last a week. What should they bring with them, not knowing exactly what they're going to meet at the other end of this journey?
Well, I think it's important to always be able to maintain, you know, your activities that you would normally do. So if you have to go out for, you know, a day or 2 days and you have to still go to work and do things of that nature, you're, of course, going to want whatever materials or things that you would take to work with you. And the basic things, though, you're always going to want a first aid kit, because anytime you're in a disaster or chaos that pursues, there's chances for accidents. So a good first aid kit, some kind of a I like these, they're like little iPads that are the emergency medical things that if you push what your injury is, it tells you how to treat it. The reason why I like that is because in the event of emergency, you don't always have the right frame of mind. If you're not doing this stuff on a daily basis, your mind freezes up and you don't know what to do. So these things just take you step by step on first aid, what you need to do. The other thing is
hold that thought, Tim. We're going into a break. Tim Starks is with us. We're talking about bugging out. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USA Prepares.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale.
Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Arch is with us, and Tim, you were talking about an electronic first aid manual. Behind me in the studio on the bookshelf, I have where I keep my favorite books. I've got a book from one of our instructors, Dr. James Hubbard. He's an MD. And he wrote a book, Living Ready Pocket Manual First Aid. And I was looking at the packing list for this thing. And it says, Dear Vincent Finelli, thank you for your order. Encloses the products you requested. And it says, if for any reason you are not 100% satisfied with your purchase, you may return it for a full refund, credit, or exchange of the product purchase price at any time. Oh, a return label is found above. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine buying a book and getting a lifetime money back guarantee on a book? And anyway, I was kind of shocked to see that. But this is a great book. It's the Living Ready Pocket Manual First Aid Fundamentals for Survival. So that's what we have. Please continue, Tim, about your thoughts and what else you should have in your bug out material kit bag. So did we lose Tim?
Can you hear me?
Yep, can hear you now.
Sorry about that. Because everybody's needs are so different in every situation, everybody's preparing for something different. You know, there's the basic things. You know, you need light, you need heat, you need water, you need food. And you need a first aid. And you need some way of, you know, keeping warm with some kind of emergency blanket. And, of course, you always want to keep this stuff as compact and as light as possible. So, personally, I'm a big fan of the Teton Sports backpacks. I love their design, their size, and their lightweight. So I start out with one of them, and I pack it with, you know, of course, some good lighting, you know, some kind of extra batteries, some kind of a form of communication. I like to even put some kind of alert thing in there, so if I'm camped out somewhere, I'm alerted if someone comes up on the place I'm at in the middle of the night or, you know, staying at. You know, and I take care of my food and my water. And then I have something that provides for my security in there. And when I say security, sometimes security isn't always confronting someone with a weapon. Sometimes the best security is stealth security. So keep that in mind. Everybody thinks that you need security to confront, but I believe that the best security is not ever having to confront anybody. So out of sight, out of mind. But having said that, if you start off with the basics and then put what you have to maintain your standard of living, whether it be medicines and, you know, different things you have to have, or whether you have to be able to do this activity every day, put those things in there. Go camp for a day. Go camp for 2 days. Go camp for three and see how you do. And you'll know right away if you've got a sufficient bug out bag or not. And that's the kind of things that people need to do to test it. You know, it's real simple. So if you wonder, do you have everything you need? Go test it. Go camp for a day. And then, you know, you've got a 24-hour kit. Go camp for 3 days if you want a 72-hour kit. Do it when you have the opportunity to do it, when it's not in the event of a disaster. That way you can not be a victim of not having what you need.
Tim, one of the things that we talk about is, you know, on a Friday after work, 5:30, you say, okay, you got a half hour, you're home, you've got a half hour to get everything you need to get together, because at 6 o'clock, we're going to turn off the power. We're going to turn off the power in the house as a test to see how well we are prepared. So we put a piece of tape across the refrigerator, across the toilet handle, across the faucets and the sinks, just to remind us not to use them. And we turn off the power on all the breakers except for, you know, those that are needed for, you know, medical purposes, or survival, if you will. But, you know, the TV, power, lights, you know, all that gets shut off. And then for the next 3 hours, we see what it's like. We see what it's like not to be able to open the refrigerator, because we're assuming that it's like that because we're out of food. And what is it that we don't like about the situation? We write that down. So for 3 hours, we're without the comforts of home. And when you talked about going camping, that is the next level. That would be the bug out. And you can do that in your backyard. You can camp out in your backyard and say, okay, what we've got is what we've got. And try it for a day. And see what it's like, and see how quickly you run out of water, and see how quickly you miss being able to take a shower or a bath. See how quickly, you know, you miss some of those comforts of home. And then maybe next time you can prepare better to meet those desires that you have. That's what you're talking about, isn't it?
Exactly. I agree with you on that. That's exactly what you need to take the time to do. And, you know, I know people are busy and they have busy schedules, but it's better to take that time now to find out exactly where you need to improve. Because in the event of a disaster, when chaos ensues, there is no there's no correcting things. You're going to be a victim then at that point. So, like I said, it's better to learn these things in a controlled environment rather than the real event.
And then, and what about children? Tim, you know, you or I could do that, and we could be out there and in the backyard with very little, and you know, we wouldn't be screaming and crying and yelling. However, if we have children, and if we have the entire family out there, let's say it's maybe four of us or five of us or six of us, that's a completely different situation.
You know, I think I was raised in an era where families went out camping an awful lot. So we were exposed to that growing up as children, so it wasn't anything new for us. But I've noticed that, you know, nowadays it doesn't seem like those kind of activities take place. So you're right, a lot of children would be at a loss as to what to do in that kind of situation. So maybe we need to get back to the basics and do those kind of activities with family again.
Absolutely. And what about the cell phones? I mean, how are we going to survive without that cell phone being fully charged or the tower being up and running? You know, so I think we need to look at our lifestyles and what our children are interested in and what they're doing, because I have a feeling today the city dweller trying to go camping without a cell phone for their children, I think that would be a real problem.
Yeah,
I think the children would be bored. And let's say it's a situation where you have to be absolutely quiet for your own safety, and the children could be whining. Hey, and when I say children, I'm talking about, you know, all the way up to maybe 18 years old. They could be whining, you know, hey, my cell phone's not working. I can't talk to my friends, and you know, this is terrible. And it could be a situation where you have to be stealth.
Yeah, I can remember going on trips and the kids are complaining after an hour of being in a bad signal zone. You're exactly right. We need to expose them to some inconvenience, you know, going a day or 2 days without a cell phone or without Facebook. Yeah, and that's another thing, too, that you brought up a good point. I mean, you have to have some form of entertainment or something to occupy you, too. So that's something you can help discover is what kind of activity could you do in an event like that keeps you from thinking about the event and making it worse, is something to keep your mind busy and to keep everybody engaged so they're not thinking about their situation they're in. So those can be just as important because the last thing you want to do is have someone going hysterical and making a chaotic situation even worse.
Mm-hmm. Tim, let's talk about where to go. You know, for example, how many people might have a plan of where they might go right this second? Should something bad happen? Should the news alert come out that there's a radiation leak 100 miles away? How many people know exactly where they're going to go right this minute and have a plan figured out with their children who might be in two different schools? Let's say we have one in elementary school and one in middle school. How do we know where to go? How does the family know that should there be an emergency, this is the destination where we're all heading? You know, is it possible that the children could be on the way home and mom could be racing to the school to pick up the children? Is that possible? Sure it is. So they could cross and waste valuable time that could save their lives. So what are your thoughts on having a plan ahead of time where everybody knows the destination where they're going?
Well, let's just use, you know, St. Louis or Springfield, Missouri, someplace like that. But if you live in that town or in that town, I would set up four locations to meet my family at. So depending on where the disaster was, whether I had to go east, west, north, or south, to get away from the event. And I would explain to my family that if the event is on the north side of town, we obviously want to go the east route to get farthest away. So we're all going to meet at this location on the east side. So if you have four areas to meet outside of the critical area, that's relatively easy to get to, but you can all meet up at that location. That way you're not waiting in, you know, so to speak, ground zero or the path of destruction or whatever it may be. And establish those and go through that training and make sure everybody understands what that means. And then you need to set those places up and then have your other place, your destination that you're going to go to, and go together to that destination if all possible. because you don't know what you may encounter along the way.
And so, Tim, what about the route? For example, isn't it important to have route A, route B, and route C all clearly defined ahead of time, travel that route every once in a while to make, or those routes, to make sure that, you know, you still know what the obstacles may be of those routes. And so that if someone goes missing, you know that they should be on route A, okay? Worst case, route B, or route C. What are your thoughts on that?
In some instances, you can do that. Unfortunately, I say this because I was involved in Hurricane Katrina in Louisiana and Mississippi down there, and I was down there when that they were recovering from that and things that happened, and talked to individuals. And when chaos sets in, an event sets in, your reaction and how you react and trying to find your landmarks and your barriers to get somewhere are much different. You're doing all you can do sometimes just to get to that point A, much less try to navigate through, the different paths you've chosen. You know, it is good to go over the path and say, hey, this here will probably have the least amount of traffic or the least amount of disasters. But you have to kind of go by what the disaster is, what you're preparing for.
Okay, hold that thought. We'll be right back. Tim Starks, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $179, 2 cases for only $355, or get 3 cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the lower 48, visit BlockitPockets.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPockets.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I'm a very bad man, and today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks, once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths, or visit DoorDevil.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day, God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Tim Starks is with us. Tim, you know, I really think this is an important point. Young people today are raised a little differently from the way we were raised, you know, back in the 50s and 60s. And the reason I say that is they are tied to social communications with each other. That's something that, you know, we really didn't worry about. Sometime during the school day, you know, in elementary school, we might say to one of our friends, I'll tell you what, how about a game? You know, we're going to have the same game. We're going to play baseball after school. Yep, okay, I'll see you there. And, you know, hours would go by, and then everybody would show up. It wasn't the constant contact of what are you doing? I don't know. What are you doing? I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? We didn't do that. It was very simple. And we planned ahead. Our parents knew that, you know, they didn't have to contact us by our cell phones to find out where we were and what we were doing. They knew where we were because we told them. We'd say, Mom, Dad, I'm going to Joe's house and we're going to play baseball. I'll be back for dinner at, you know, 5:30 or 6 o'clock. And everything was planned and more arranged. It was less spontaneous. And today, I think our children are more concerned with staying in contact than they are with events. And because of that, I think we're going to have more problems when we have disasters and we are in the middle of a disaster. Your thoughts?
Exactly. I think that we keep our children in the dark too much. I've talked a lot with some young people over the last few weeks, and one of the biggest things I hear from them is our parents don't talk to us about anything. If we don't talk to our children about things and thinking we don't want them to be exposed to adult things, they're never going to be able to make those adult decisions the way we'd want them to make because they have not been included and educated on the things that they need to be educated on. So it's important that we involve our kids and, you know, include them so that they can, you know how to make the right decisions when the time comes. One of the things that I've done a lot of, Vince, is There's several. There's lots of good books out there, but I really like to read Joel Skousen's book. He has a lot of good information on what areas have certain disasters and how to prepare in those areas. And then another one that really intrigued me was Deep Survival. Lawrence Gonzalez wrote it. And what's nice is it has stories about miracles of endurance and who lives, who dies, and why. It's really good for people to understand that kind of mentality that you have to survive and what it takes. So I encourage people to really seek out this kind of information so that they can understand the things that it takes to survive, whether it be a tornado, earthquake, some kind of a chemical spill, whatever it may be, because no event is going to have a set plan that you can prepare for. And we can have a plan that if we're, location A to get to B, to sometimes being in A, we're just, we're taken to another place, or we don't end up going down the same path because of some kind of obstruction. And so it's important that we know the basic fundamentals so that no matter where we're at, we can survive. So, and including the children, this is really important.
Interesting you say that, and I'll tell you why. Sheriff Joey Kyle was talking about standard operations guides last night, and they have a bunch of them at the sheriff's office, but they don't fit every situation. And because of that, he wants to teach paradigms. He wants to teach, generally speaking, in this kind of a situation, here's what you should do. And that's what my education, when I went to the university, I thought was supposed to be for. And when I came home after 4 years of undergraduate study, my dad asked me what I learned, and I said, well, a few facts and how to think. And that's really what I meant. And I think that's what we should do. I think we should teach how to think, how to use what we have, how to think outside of the normal way of thinking to survive. Your thoughts? Tim Starks has been with us. This is USAPrepares.com. Coming up next hour, Gordon West. We're going to talk about Ham Radio Operation 101. Tim, thanks so much for being with us. This is USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Why do police go undercover and why do countries send out spies? Simple. If you can guess from intelligence what the other guy is doing, you have the battle won before it starts. Let's see what intelligence we have about your food situation. We're having the worst disasters ever. Storms, earthquakes, floods, and terrible drought. Half our population needs food stamps and other subsidies to afford their food now. Prices have just hit their all-time high, with more terrible costs coming. Your food and now your water are being sold to other starving countries. Still, one-third of our corn goes to expensive gas instead of feeding livestock and people. What few dollars you have, China expects to devalue to uselessness. If it's possible to get the most of the best food and freeze the availability and cost before it disappears and is unavailable, you don't dare miss the opportunity. Go to myfarminabox.com or call 855-918-3663. That's myfarminabox.com or 855-918-3663.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.